I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot of the cross. So in Luke chapter 12, actually we will just begin with verse 16. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Now, as I said, today's message is not about materialism, but this passage of Scripture opens up a doorway of thought for us concerning what God wants to speak to us about today. And I told you that the title of the message is Rolling Dice at the Foot of the Cross. And I want to talk to you about the tendency that we all have to gamble with eternal things. The tendency that we all have to take a gamble, to count things lightly that are unseen and are eternal and are the most significant and most important things in the entire universe and in your life, to count those things because they're unseen and because you can't touch them with your hand, to count those things, to esteem them lightly as compared to the trivial things that touch us and surround us every day of our lives, how we place more value upon those things and how we gamble with the things that are so significant. And that is the heart. You see, this man had a problem, but his problem wasn't his material goods. That's not what the Word is teaching us, because the last line says, "So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." This man had a problem, and the problem was in his heart. The problem was that he was willing to gamble with his soul. The problem was that he could sit and he could cast dice, if you will, concerning the things that are the most important, that he would sit and he would think that nothing is going to happen. My time is not today. Nothing is going to happen to me. And not to take seriously the things of the Word of God. I want to speak to you first this morning about these eternal realities. As I was thinking on what I believe the Lord was showing me to bring to you today, and as I reached this point in the Word, I thought of these four eternal realities, which I will mention to you in a moment. But before I mention them to you, I want to say this morning that eternal realities are as real. I'm not going to say they're more real, because that's a false theological teaching, because some people think that this world is not very real and the other is. God places high importance upon His creation, upon matter, upon the physical world. And when we understand what I'm going to say with you and to you in just a moment, the spiritual world is just as real, just as tangible for those who are there, and it is just as important. In fact, it is more important. It is not more real. I don't want to get you confused here. It is not more real. It's all real. But it is more important than the things that touch you and that you touch and that you can see and feel, taste, and hear in this life. These realities are very, very real, even though we play dice with them, even though we gamble them away and we do not consider them, because it is like in our lives there's a veil, there's a fog. Even now, I'm not talking to the lost, I'm talking to the church. There's a fog when it comes to the things of the Spirit. We often, it's like it's removed, we can't see it, we can't touch it, and so somehow it diminishes in significance, as I've already said. On top of that, in every generation, the enemy seeks to blind the eyes of God's people, to blind the eyes not only of the lost to the realities that I'm going to talk to you about, but to blind the church, to blind His own people, God's own people, to the things that they have already received, already accepted, but to keep them somehow behind that foggy veil so that they're not as real to you and they're not therefore as important and as weighty. Eternal things have a great weight, a great value to them. But we do not see them that way. And the enemy is pleased when we do not. God has revealed, there are others, but there were four that I thought were so significant that in order to go into this message, I must mention these four. These are the four that will make me sound like an old-fashioned preacher, and you could call me an old-fashioned preacher, and I'll say thank you very much, because if truth is truth, it never changes. Old-fashioned is just a label that we put on someone who is preaching that truth which has never, ever, ever changed, but we want to change it to make it fit and make it be palatable to what we like in our world and in our culture today. But God's truth is truth, and it never changes. Okay, so I am old-fashioned. God has revealed these eternal realities: heaven, hell, death, and salvation. Heaven, hell, death, and salvation. Heaven, because there is a place. Yes, it is a real place. It is not a ghostly, otherworldly existence. There is a real place. I can't tell you where it is. I do not have the mind of God in all of its fullness to be able to tell you where heaven is at this moment. But the Lord Jesus Christ Himself said, I go to prepare a place for you. He did not say, I'm going into the netherworld, into this ghostly, filmy, mystical existence, and I will wait until I come again. He says, I'm going there to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. It is a real place populated with real people, with real bodies, bodies that have been glorified and changed by the Lord Jesus Christ, or will be, but bodies that will be glorified. Your body, when you're in heaven, it will be as real to you as this body is now. How do I know that? Because the Lord Jesus Christ could appear in a room, and yet He could cook fish by the Sea of Galilee and eat them. My mind cannot comprehend that. Nevertheless, that doesn't make it less true. My mind can't comprehend a lot of things that aren't any less, that are no less true, because I can't. And so we have the reality of heaven, but heaven is a very guarded place. The modern mind wants to say, well, God will just let everybody in because He's a good God, because He's a loving God. But if God is a loving God, and if He is a just God, which His Word teaches, then He must not let those into heaven who have not been transformed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, because you cannot take sinful flesh into heaven and have heaven any longer. Once sinful flesh enters into heaven, it ceases to be heaven. And then everything that we have here that makes this not heaven suddenly is there and makes that no longer heaven. And so the Lord has carefully guarded and protected that place, that those who enter in must enter in having been changed in the inner man, having been transformed, having been filled with the Spirit of Almighty God, that they may be able to come into that place equipped for heaven. You must have the equipment to go to heaven. If you go down in the Grand Canyon, you dare not go without the right equipment. And if you go into heaven, you will go because you have. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot of I want to talk to you today about rolling dice at the foot of I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice. I want to talk to you today about rolling dice.